Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, October the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 8.5 cents at 691 and 3 quarters, December wheat up 36 cents at 916 and a quarter. That was 8 cents off its highs. November beans up 26 and 3 quarter cents at 1393 and 3 quarters. Obviously, the Russian response to the apparent Ukrainian destruction of the bridge from Crimea has got the markets very concerned. The Russians lobbed 75 missiles into Ukraine. 41 were intercepted, but the 34 that got through obviously did a fair amount of damage. The early reports were 5 dead and about 25 injured, though I'm sure those numbers move somewhat higher. But certainly, with the uncertainty of the potential new Russian-Ukrainian deal, at some point, it looks like it'll be on the back burner for a while. So once the deal is up, we'll have to see what's going to happen, but it doesn't look good. And I think that's why they're adding some price premium into these markets. We did see 20 ships leave Odessa over the weekend. So there is still grain moving, and it'll probably move right up until the deal expires. So, you know, none of that is good for these markets. We're seeing higher prices because of it. And, you know, is this something that Putin's doing to sell grain at higher prices? You know, it certainly wouldn't surprise me. But being Columbus Day and Indigenous Day out here, we're not going to see any inspections, export inspections, or crop progress until tomorrow. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the market. We've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. It's looking a little bit bearish on the beans, kind of neutral on the corn, and maybe a touch friendly on the wheat out here. So the wheat looks like it can try to move higher, but every time we've had one of these rallies inspired by some Russian action, we seem to have given it back. We really need to see December wheat close over 950 to convince me that we're going to see some higher prices out here. Overall, the harvest continues to move at a pretty good clip out here. Beans should be over 50% harvested. I think more of the attention will now turn to the corn. We didn't really see much pre-hedging going into the weekend, but harvest pressure will still be weighing on this market for the next 3 weeks at least. So, you know, the Russian situation is friendly. Harvest situation is a little bit bearish. But again, we have to deal with the demand side of the market. The dollar is up another 20 ticks here. It's been, right now it's at 112.88. It's been up to 113.22, which is only about a penny away from a new contract high close. So, you know, the dollar is back on its march higher. The crude oil is now 41 to start the week. We've got the Dow looking to open up 128 higher. It was about 150 lower overnight, and it's since come back. The metals are sharply lower, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but, you know, it's just a matter. Funds are short a little bit of wheat. Do they want to cover in here in the first half hour or so? Wouldn't surprise me, and then maybe we see the market back off. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.